Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. You know, I have to be upfront with you guys. I am in the trenches right now when it comes to finals. I just wrapped up my first year of law school, and now I have finals this week and next week. So I have been in a fog of just all the things. My brain is spinning trying to prepare for these exams. And so I know y'all don't want to hear me come on here and talk about conveyances or the rule against perpetuities or contract law or the federal rules of civil procedure. Y'all don't want to hear that. And I have to lock in, finish these exams. And so I haven't been able to record the podcast. I have not been able to separate from that enough to be able to put together a detailed outline for the episodes and also to meaningfully read the Ruthless Elimination of Hurry for us to talk about it. So I'm going to pull out a episode that is a repeat episode, one of our oldies but goodies. And like I tell you guys all the time, whenever I pull out a new or an old episode, I always believe that and trust that the Lord is bringing this back up for a reason. This show has been on for 9 years. We got a lot of content. So I pray that this episode blesses you. Please pray for me as I wrap up my finals and just put a bow on this very intense first year of law school. And yeah, I love you guys and I'll see you in the next one.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I am excited about this week's episode because we are going to get started on, we'll call it a series, where I really want to answer a question that I got. Y'all know a few weeks ago, we did a couple Q&A episodes where I sent you guys emails to see what questions you wanted me to cover on the show. And I love doing these because I also get an idea of what you guys are struggling with and what I could help with via the podcast. As you know, with the podcast, I'm just talking to myself. I don't have a co-host. I don't do interviews often. So it's just me. And I get feedback from you with things like analytics, when you guys send me emails, when you post on social media, which I love because I get to a lot of times see your faces and it's just great to engage with you that way. And also when I send out emails soliciting questions, I'm able to answer them and get an idea of where you are as well. One of the questions that I received was someone asking about the practicality aspect of the Bible on Business series. She was saying how she listened to the episodes, she loves the episodes, and she goes and she studies, but there's this disconnect in how to fully apply and how to really be able to search the word for herself and to apply it in her business. And so I believe that in my interpretation of the question is that she's getting a lot of information and maybe even still some practical aspects that we discuss on the episodes, but there's still a disconnect with the application portion. And as I was pondering on that question, I was really thinking, how can we fill this gap? Because I have been an entrepreneur for 10 years now. I've been full-time in entrepreneurship for 8 years now. And of those 8 years, that's how long it's been of me making God the CEO of my business and really building not just a business for Him, but building a business with Him. And a lot of this is really second nature to me at this point because it's been so long, but I don't want to be so set in where I am now that I neglect someone who may be in the beginning stages, or I am not as thorough in communicating the difficulties of when you are in those beginning stages, because that's where I was when I changed the show over to Blessed and Bossed Up. For those of you who are OGs, you remember this show started with myself and a co-host talking about entrepreneurship because I wanted to have a show that discussed really the step one and the trenches of entrepreneurship, because at that time, podcasting was emerging. There were a lot of business shows that were more so individuals who were already successful. And as somebody who was working a 9-to-5 still, very young, I think I was maybe 22, 23, knowing I wanted to be a full-time entrepreneur, having no clue how to build that, I was looking for someone to speak to me in that place. And that's where this podcast was birthed from. Then I hit another crossroad as I was growing in my faith, realizing that the Lord didn't want me to compartmentalize my life. He didn't want to just be the head of my personal life. He also wanted to be the head of it all, because he is the one who placed that desire for entrepreneurship in me. And he's going to be the one to bring me through whatever his path is. And so I had made a commitment to make God the CEO of my business. And that's where that was, that phrase, that brand, that trademark was birthed from. And that's what this podcast shifted to. It was a part of the assignment. And I remember so clearly that time of being in my apartment, already have left my job, shut down the business that was growing because the Lord told me to. I remember that was a period where the Lord told me to fast every Monday for a year, and I did it. That was a year where the Lord told me don't drink anything for a year, and I didn't. That was a year where I spent my days really in my prayer closet, in my Bible, and I would come out and do whatever it is that he told me to do in that space. That was a time period where the Lord really pruned me and built me up. And I remember it so vividly because that posture is one that I have tried to maintain throughout these past 8 years. Even in the midst of successes, even in the midst of setbacks, even in the midst of growth and all of the ebbs and flows that come with entrepreneurship, I try to mentally and internally stay in that space of submission that I was, where I was really desperate on the Lord to provide because I had no choice. It's a bit harder to maintain that desperation when you have resources. When my business is making money, where I've built the brand, where people trust me, where I know that I could introduce something and get sales, where there's an element of predictability, it's a bit more difficult to maintain that desperation. But I try, and there have been times where I haven't maintained that desperation. I've had to repent and make adjustments to get back to that space. And so I was so glad when this question was asked, and I sat on it for some time, because that wasn't something that I could just answer in the middle of an episode, because this is 8 years of doing this. So I have to go back to 2017 and be able to answer that from that place with the wisdom of this place. And so that's where my mind has been as we prepare. And that's why this is more of a series, because this life of doing business God's way, making him the CEO of your business, this Bible on business lifestyle is not something that's going to be birthed from a checklist. This isn't something that you're going to take notes on and apply and then voila, everything is gravy and you're successful. It's not that. This is something that we have to be this has to be a curated conversation so that I can give all of the details, the time that they deserve. And so that's why we are here in this series, because I want to help you get that application aspect so that you can go into your prayer closet, come out and have a six-figure launch, so that you can go into your prayer closet and come out and be able to see whatever success that you want to see in your business, for you to be able to see a roadblock and be able to handle it confidently, because you know that your confidence and your strength is not coming from your own abilities, but it's coming from this supernatural influence of the Lord. And so again, I pray that this series is one that gives you, yes, the practicality, yes, the application, and it also, though, gives you the truth, because it is through this truth that I believe you'll be able to build on. And prayerfully, again, we can close that gap a little bit so you could be able to apply it. So I hope you guys listened to that intro episode. I didn't want to talk about things the same way I've talked about them before. This is a benefit of having this podcast out for so long. I can specifically pull something back in to set us up for where we're going next. So in the replay episode that I posted, I wanted to set the foundation for us to understand that we're building these businesses not for what we can accumulate in this life, but when judgment day comes and what we've built is tried by fire, what we're doing right now is sustained. We need to do what we're called to do in this life with eternity in mind, because then that keeps us focused above and not on all of what the world may be saying we should be doing and how we should be doing, because that's the biggest temptation of being a Christian in the marketplace, is that the marketplace is playing by the enemy's rules and we have to stay firm in him. And that's hard. It is very difficult. And so on this podcast, we're always going to keep the main thing the main thing. And I'm going to try my best to help you focus on what matters so that you can build what he's called you to build. So we're going to kick off this series with talking about sobriety. Hear me out. You might be like, Tatum, what? One of the things that I learned about those early stages of building a business with the Lord, not for him, with him, is that I needed to be free of influence. He showed me that in telling me not to drink anything. We know as Christians, it's not a sin to have a drink. It's a sin to be drunk. So there's an element of liberty that we have in that. But the Lord didn't, he gave me strict rules around that in that season, and I obeyed them. The Lord called me away from the business. I was building a coaching business at that time. He pulled me away from that in the midst of an upward trajectory because he didn't want me to be influenced by that. The Lord brought my own internal idols to the forefront. I've told this story plenty of times about how the Lord had me read the book of Jeremiah because he wanted me to view success as pleasing him and not success as everything that was on my vision board, because I was very much that girl with the vision board and all of the things that I wanted. And so the Lord in that season rid me of all of the substances that tainted my perspective and that had my attention away from him. And so we're going to talk about sobriety today, because we have to really deal with that in order for us to apply anything that we've discussed on the Bible on Business series thus far and anything that we're going to discuss moving forward. I want us to come to the Lord with an element of purity, and I want us to also safeguard that purity so that he can truly trust us with what he's given us to build, and so that we could also hear clearly what he's telling us to do. So when you are listening to the episode and going to studying the word for yourself, your hearing is a lot more sharp, and the result of that would be what you're doing in your business will be a lot more precise, and the outcome of that is you will see results. Let's go to a couple places in scripture first. Let's go to 1 Peter 5 and 8. I'm going to read it out of the English Standard Version. It says, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour." Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5, 6 through 8. And I'm reading all of these out of the English Standard Version. It says, "So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation." And lastly, let's go to Mark 14:38. "Keep watch and pray so that you will not give in to temptation, for the spirit is willing, but the body is weak." Now, all of these scriptures have to do with being free from influences and being focused. And focused on him, the word, the hope, focused on keeping your guard up, protecting yourself from the temptations of this business world, protecting yourself from the temptation of the enemy who walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour. Remember, in all of the books that we've read, especially one, the one on leadership that we read, the enemy is always right there, just waiting for that opportunity to pounce.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. The final stretch of the school year is here. With projects, report cards, end-of-the-year milestones approaching, IXL helps kids stay focused, confident, and ready to finish strong. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, with personalized interactive content that adapts to each child's level and pace, it's an easy way to support learning now, through summer, and into next school year. Y'all know, we've said it month after month, I am an IXL girl. We use it every single day in my house. Right now, my kindergartner is getting ready for a new standardized test, and their testing software that his school uses actually integrates with IXL. And so he's able to use IXL for his specific level to get him ready for his upcoming exams. IXL is proven to improve grades. Studies show that kids who use IXL score higher on tests, and that's actually proven in all 50 states. It saves you time and money. One subscription covers everything, pre-K through 12th grade for all the kids in your home. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Built. Now, whether you're renting or paying a mortgage, one of your biggest monthly expenses should be working harder for you. That's where Built comes in. Built is a membership for where you live that rewards you with points on every housing payment, wherever you live. Built started out rewarding members on their rent. Now, as of 2026, Built members can also earn points on mortgage payments wherever they live. Every housing payment earns you points that you can use towards flights with top travel partners like United and Hyatt, Lyft rides, Amazon.com purchases, and so much more. Personally, I'm redeeming my points for some trips. It's summertime. It's warm outside. She's trying to be outside. She's trying to be on these flights, okay? But here's what I think is the most underrated part. Built members also get access to a neighborhood concierge, meaning it can make restaurant reservations, book fitness classes, and find new local spots, all while being rewarded at more than 45,000 merchant partners. It's like having a personal assistant baked into where you live. It's simple. Being a renter and now owning a home is better with Built. Join a membership for where you live at joinbuilt.com/blessed. That's joinbuilt.com/blessed. Make sure you use our URL so they know that we sent you. The temptation is always right there waiting for us to make those little decisions that add up and that take us off course. And so we have to start here about being sober and being free from substances. Because what I could tell you from being in entrepreneurship all of these years is that it can be intoxicating. It can. And here's what happens. We will start to shift our focus from eternity, from the Lord, from hearing his voice, into what the data says. How many likes did that video get? What was my click rate? How many people opened this email? I launched this product. How much money did I make? What was my conversion rate? How many people are listening to this podcast? How many people are watching my videos? How many new clients am I getting? How can I network and connect with new people? It is very, very intoxicating if you let it, this business world. You do all the things that's going to make you a disciplined and structured person that's going to build a successful life for your family, your children, your parents, whatever your motivation is. You're doing it for them. You want to create that generational wealth. All of these things are not inherently bad, but the problem is because that's top of mind and you're not sober and focused on what matters, it starts to then fuel your decisions. And then little by little, instead of reading your Bible, now you got this new self-help book. Instead of going to church and being involved in serving and ministry, now you're taking that time away so that you can focus on your business because you got to work during the week. So I'm going to take this away from church so that I can focus on my business. Then you start thinking about that as opposed to meditating on the word day and night. It happens very subtly. Then you may even get to the point where you're growing and you are seeing your listenership grow. You have people telling you how much they love your content. You're making some money. So then you start to feel yourself a little bit and you start to then lean into that. Okay, the metrics, this is working. So let me lean into that so I could keep this momentum, so I could keep growing versus focusing on the main thing. You're now getting intoxicated with these glimmers of hope of success, as opposed to staying sober and staying vigilant. And so we're starting here, and I can't even begin to talk about the business building part without talking about this, because in this is it will create a foundation that the Lord can then build upon with you to trust you to build what he's calling you to build. So when I put myself into that position of where I was 8 years ago, when I decided to make God the CEO of my business, it was a year plus of what we're talking about right now. And after that is when the instructions came. And in all of those yeses, because I had grown my trust in the Lord, my confidence in him, I was just willing to do and totally focused on whatever he said. All of those yeses started to amount to something. And I started to trust how to build a business with him more, because I realized that, oh, I was in prayer, in my prayer closet, studying whatever I was studying in the word. And then the Lord showed me something, or I had this dream and I woke up and I wrote down, and this is a true story. I remember I was in my prayer closet during this period, and I don't remember what I was praying about, but the Lord gave me a vision of an event and I drew it. And I cannot draw at all, but I saw it so clearly, I wanted to put it down. So I drew this event where it was people in the audience. It was a stage. I was on stage speaking, and I had in my mind exactly what it was going to look like. And I wrote it all down in my journal and I closed it. And then some time passed and the Lord gave me an instruction to do the God is My CEO tour. And it wasn't until the tour that I realized this is exactly what I wrote in my prayer journal. I didn't understand it, or what I drew in my prayer journal. I didn't understand what I was mapping out at that time, but I just spent my time and was focused on him, documenting what he told me. And then the next instruction that he gave me, I just did it. And then as this process continued of praying, obeying, praying, writing it down, waiting for the Lord to tell me when to do something with it, this process then became to, it amounted to something beautiful. The instruction to change this podcast was something that I was running from. All I know was that I was praying. I kept hearing it. I was having other people confirm it. I wasn't sure. I was second guessing because I was newer in my walk, but I couldn't run from it. So I just decided to do it. And I didn't know that that adjustment was going to lead to this show. It's now 8 years later. And when this podcast started, the podcast wasn't a multi-billion dollar industry at that point. Podcasting was nowhere near what it is today back then. But the Lord, who knows all, sees all, and time is nothing to him, he knew. And so he set me up to be able to build something that was unique, that was innovative, and that was going to provide an income that could, that would grow my business, that will provide an audience that would grow my business. The Lord saw that. I didn't. I just maintained my posture. I just committed to what we're talking about today. And so again, we have to start here because I do not want any of you to fall into the trap, the entrepreneurship trap. And now, unfortunately, it's the Christian entrepreneurship trap, where it's really the same thing that the world is doing, but with a little scripture on it. But your heart, your intentions, your focus, and your dedication is not pure into the Lord. You're just adding, you're sprinkling some Jesus on top so that you can emotionally manipulate people to invest in you. We're not doing that here. We're going to maintain the purity that the Lord has required of us in this life. We're going to maintain building businesses that stand on truth, businesses that are flexible and will be able to adapt to whatever the Lord says. Businesses that may look like they take L's to the outside world, but they are building up treasures in heaven. That's what we commit to on this show. That's what I want to pour into you to build. Not the next best thing, but something that is going to withstand judgment day. So I got to pull myself back in. But I cannot emphasize enough why what we're discussing here is so important and why we have to start here before we even get to the business stuff. We'll get there. We'll start talking about building your business plan and your marketing strategy and all that. We'll get there for sure. None of that is going to matter without this. None of that is going to matter without this. And if you master this space of being focused, of being sober-minded, of freeing yourself from these substances that we're about to talk about in a second, if you can master this posture, the creativity, the ideas, the strategy that's going to come from the Lord will be way better than anything that the world says. And I can testify to that. Everything that the Lord has called me to do is innovative. I don't even have a point of reference until it's done. I wasn't sold that podcasting was going to be what it's going to be until I was already in it. I'm like, man, God, you knew. I wasn't sold that my studio was going to be what it was going to be when we first started it. And now you see these concepts popping up everywhere. I couldn't see it. I couldn't see for myself what the Lord has me doing next that we'll talk about in due time. I hope next week, because I'll in the next couple of weeks have some concrete things that I would want to testify to you guys about. I would never have foresaw that. It's just the Lord. And let me pivot for a second. Those of you who the Lord, help me, Holy Spirit, those of you who the Lord has called to pioneer something, to go into industries or build businesses where you don't have a point of reference, do not let the enemy taint what the Lord has placed on the inside of you because you don't see anybody else doing it. Trust in what God is showing you. Do not let the enemy taint that vulnerability, because it's going to be scary. It's going to be lonely. It's going to be isolating, but you could rejoice in that, because for as long as you're isolated from the world, that allows you to develop new intimacy with the Lord. And it is through that intimacy to where you'll be able to be obedient to what he said and trust and dependent on him. And in due season, you will see the fruit of that. But for right now, there are some of you that the Lord is calling into new territory. He's calling you to make certain pivots, and you're second guessing it because you're trying to rationalize a holy instruction. You're trying to rationalize a divine intervention. But this is not time for your intellect to reign. It's time for you to submit that intellect to the Lord's instruction and wait to see what the outcome of that will be. Even if you don't understand, some of you, the Lord is giving you something to do and you're contemplating it. It's like you got on one end what you know the Lord is bending you towards. It's in your heart. It's in your mind. You can't shake it. But on the other end, you can't shake that practicality. You cut on the TV and you see what's happening in the economy. You cut on the news and you see what's happening. You go to the store every week. You're reminded of what inflation is doing to the budget. You can't shake the practicality. Practicality is smacking you in the face. You can't shake the imposter syndrome. And you can't shake the voice of the enemy that's trying to talk you out of it. But hear me. The Lord has you listening to this episode right now for a reason. Do what he's calling you to do. Take that leap of faith. Do it in wisdom. Whatever wisdom looks like, wisdom comes from the Lord. So I can't tell you what is wise for you. But what I can tell you is listen to him. And he will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory, because that's what he said. His word will never return back to him void. He will never lie to you. So I don't know who that was for, but we had to take a detour for you real quick, because the Lord loves you that much. He loves you that much to let you know that, hey, daughter, this is me. Are you going to trust me? He says, hey, daughter, this is me that's leading you in this direction. Are you going to trust me? This is me calling you to pivot. Are you going to trust me? Are you going to allow our relationship to go to new heights? Are you going to allow our relationship to get even deeper based upon this commitment to me? I'm drawing you nearer. Are you going to come? So again, I don't know who that was for. Take heed. So let's get back to the episode. We're talking about sobriety. And even if you listen to all I just said, this is why sobriety is that much more important and why we have to talk about it. Because if we don't safeguard it and safeguard our perspective and our focus, then we could easily be tempted out of alignment. And I don't want none of us to be found in that state. I want us to be found in a place to where we're building with him businesses that will withstand the fire. Now, I want to talk about seven substances that keep us from this level of focus and sobriety that I've been discussing. Take note. Because these are the things that we have to safeguard ourselves against. The first substance is success culture and performance pressure. Check out what this data says. A Work Human survey found that 80% of full-time U.S. employees report productivity anxiety, which is the feeling that they always should be doing more. That was from the American Institute of Stress. Another study noted that once weekly work hours go past 50, productivity begins to decline and mistake rates increase. So all of that hustle culture, once you get past them 50 hours or so, a regular full-time schedule, you're not even as productive anyway. Research shows that hustle culture has significant negative effects on well-being, burnout, and mental health. When I first became a full-time entrepreneur, this was something that rang loud in my mind. This was a heavy part of my internal noise. Because I was young, I was 25 when I left my 9-to-5, and I was the one that everybody expected to succeed. You know, I was the overachieving, high-achieving person. So me being successful, nobody ever questioned. So people on one end had hope and figured that I probably would be successful. But doing that in the business sense, it was still a little impractical, if that makes sense. This decision that I was making to work for myself full time before the business was at a point where I was just easily kind of hiring myself and making the same amount of money. It wasn't that. It wasn't like I had built the business up to be my main source of income and then I transitioned. It was, I ain't making money yet, but I'm still going to leave anyway because the Lord said so. And so being young and in those circumstances, I had a lot of pressure because it was a lot of naysayers. And I talked about this when I answered the question of somebody in a similar boat on one of the Q&A episodes. So I had this pressure to like prove that I was going to be successful. And that pressure just pretty much made me extremely impatient. Where I would, once I get a little bit of success in business, I remember it was one time I was doing good. Like my business, I said it was, my coaching business was growing. I was getting clients and all of these things. I was on a trajectory that looked very promising before the Lord told me to shut it down. And so at that time, I found myself almost flexing a little bit. Like, yeah, I made more in this quarter than my salary at my job and all of that. And it was true and it was cool. However, I hadn't reached the level of predictability and stability that was necessary for me to really feel comfortable, right? It was like I've had these spikes in income, but we still had a ways to go to get me to a place where I am now. So that pressure made me feel like I had to celebrate prematurely, or it made me feel like I had to reach success, and I'm using air quotes with success, but I had to prove something. And it was loud and keeping me focused on everything but the Lord. Even when I started doing business the Lord's way, that pressure initially didn't go away, that pressure to perform, because now it, to be honest, it made it worse. Because I'm like, man, now I'm not just worried about the people who know me in real life and know this leap of faith that I've taken, but now I'm building this brand where I'm teaching people how to make God the CEO of their business. If I fail, what does that mean for the message? If I never am a successful entrepreneur, that totally invalidates everything that I'm on here saying every week, because the Lord had me change this podcast over way before my business was successful. So I felt like if this doesn't work, I will look foolish. And if this doesn't work, what would that mean for people who trusted in the message? What is the focus? I'm telling you what I was feeling and what performance pressure manifested in me. What is the focus of everything that I just said? Me. You see the problem? And that's what the Lord had to deal with before I could reach the levels of success that He's allowed me to see thus far. That's what He had to prune off of me, to the point where I love to tell this story of how when I first quit my job, my next goal was to build a six-figure business. That was the goal. Six figures. And around that time, even in like the social media world, that's where all the internet gurus were talking about, I'm going to help you make your first six figures. That was the goal. And that success culture was intoxicating for me. And when I realized that the Lord has successfully refocused me was when I had made my first six figures and I didn't realize it. And I've told this story before, but this is a very big moment for me on my business journey. This is one that I will tell my kids about. This is one that I will always repeat, because it signified not the income milestone. What it signifies was a character and a spiritual milestone for me, to where I was just busy doing what the Lord said. And my husband, who is my accountant, has sent me a screenshot, and we're chatting because we would chat on like Google chat or whatever during the day while he's at work and I'm at home. And we weren't even married at the time, I don't think. Were we married yet? We might have been, child, I don't remember. But he sent me the screenshot of like, hey, I think you should see this. And it was my revenue. And I was like, wow. And I remember crying, and I was crying not because I was so excited about the money. I was crying because I didn't care. And that signified such an evolution in my own development. That signified that the Lord's process was working. And that's something that I carry and I keep close to my heart and I keep to the forefront of my mind as I continue to grow in business. You know, right now I'm at a space where I'm focusing on school. So I'm not focusing on growing my business per se. I'm doing the necessary steps for what the Lord has for me next. But that story I hold near and dear to my heart because it allows me to continue to trust God's process and know that the revelation will end up in revenue at some point. And so for you guys, who are learning how to apply and walk this life of doing business with him, I want you to focus on freeing yourself from this substance of success culture and performance pressure, because all it does is keep you away from focusing on what matters, which is the Lord. And I tell that story also so that you know it will pay off in his timing. And I'm going to always emphasize his timing, because I know we like to rush things and say, make six figures in 7 days or whatever, child, whatever the marketing sentence is. But I want to emphasize his timing, because I don't even know if I have that on my list, but that is a part of success and performance culture, our own timelines. And it is a distraction. And for as long as we are drunk with these substances, the longer it's going to take for the Lord to really do what he needs to do in our life. Because if he gives it to us now, he's going to lose us to it. And the Lord cares about us in our lives and our souls more than anything. So this is the first thing I want you to safeguard yourself against: success culture and performance pressure. And if this is something that you deal with, write it down. I have something I want to discuss at the end of the episode, but write this down. The second substance I want to highlight is digital noise and comparison. We don't need to spend too much time here. We know. We know what it feels like when we're on our phones too much. We know how it feels when we are consuming too much online. We know that we get sucked into comparing ourselves when we're in a place of not feeling confident and secure with where we are in our businesses. We know. We don't have to, this don't require more than a we know. So just write this down. I'm not even going to talk too much more about it. Digital noise and comparison. Write it down. The third substance, though, mixed mentorship. And what I mean by that is, one of the pros and cons of this online world is we have access to so many people who are experts in so many things. We can literally build a menu of mentors to feed whatever goals, desires that we have. And it's great because you can learn anything. You could become an expert at anything. There's so much out there. And it's, again, I can't emphasize enough how great it is to be able to access so much information and so many people's expertise, that if you were to really need to sit with them in real life or talk to them and or glean from them, it will cost a ton. So the fact that we can have access to so many different perspectives and credible, legitimate resources online is for free most of the time is amazing. However, as Christian entrepreneurs, we follow one. And until you have gotten into a good rhythm of doing business with the Lord, having this mixed mentorship is very dangerous. Because what happens once you get into your flow of seeking the Lord on behalf of your business and this application isn't as fuzzy anymore, is you'll know where to place the mentors. So what I've learned over the years is the Lord will give me an idea. So here's how the process works once you've kind of gotten your feet wet of what this looks like in practice. I'll be in prayer. The Lord will give me an assignment, tell me something to do. I always wait for the when, because I know me. If I just take it and run with it, I'll then go and build it in my own strength. And so to tame my inner hustler and my inner go-getter, I have to pause and not even deal with something until it's in alignment with his timing. Because there have been plenty of times where I've gotten a direction from the Lord without checking when he wanted me to do something with it. And I've wasted so much money, so much time, and I had to go back and repent. And I don't get that time back. I don't get that money back. So don't make those mistakes. I go to the Lord and I say, I'm praying about whatever, because most of the time I'm not praying about business when the Lord gives me downloads. The Lord will give me an instruction. I always say, okay, Lord, is this something I need to do now? Or is this for a different time? and I'll wait for that answer before I do anything. If he says now, then I move forward. If he is silent or says no, I close it in my journal and I move on until I get the green light. Once the green light then happens, now it's time to be able to utilize the resources in this other mentorship that we have in this online space. So now that I know, okay, I do have the green light to produce this product. Now let me maybe learn from some folks who have built and released products before successfully. What does my launch need to look like? What do my email funnels need to look like? What's the best price margin if I want to do a sale so that I'm not losing money trying to put something on sale because I set my price too low up front? Who are some vendors that I could go and source from that's going to be able to build this with the quality that I want? How can I do this in a way to where I am minimizing the mistakes? This is a new area. Let me figure it out. And I can go to all of these resources. That is how it's supposed to work. Not I'm on YouTube watching this podcast about or listening to this podcast, however you prefer, about business. And somebody was on there talking about how they have invested in mobile homes and it's allowed them to make millions and now they retired their parents and their kids have trust funds all from this mobile home. And now I'm like, I want to start a mobile home park because I want to have generational wealth. I want to retire my parents. Now I'm going to all of these different places. I done invested in this person's course and bought their book and all of that and totally ignoring whatever it is that the Lord done told you to do. This is how it happens. And so you may have gotten in prayer, and let's use the same example. You may have gone to prayer and you're like, man, God, I really want to start this mobile home because I want to build generational wealth. Lord, I ask that you bless what I'm going to be building. I'm doing my business plan. Lord, give me wisdom as I do this business plan. Give me the marketing strategy, God. I thank you, Lord, that I will have the funds to be able to do this because you said that I'm the lender and not the borrower. I'm above and not beneath. I'm the head and not the tail. So I thank you, God. You see how this just totally went left? You see how this happens? You see how out of order this is? So many people do this. Let me listen to the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast so that I could build this business God's way. Hold on. What did the Lord say? Did you stop to see if this is in his will? It's nothing wrong with you wanting to be financially free and to retire your parents and leave an inheritance for your children. It's nothing wrong with that, but your life is not yours. I'm going to just let that pause sit and marinate for a second. Your life is not yours. I can't sing, so I won't sing the song, but the lyrics are, my life is not my own. To you, I belong. I give myself to you. That's how we need to approach everything. But you see the difference? You see how mixed mentorship will make us intoxicated with things that have nothing to do with his plan for our life? And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with you hearing something and you being like, man, I want to own real estate or whatever it is. And taking that to the Lord. I'm saying you have to take it to the Lord because he ultimately controls which direction you go in. He may say, okay, daughter, I hear you, but table that for a second because I need you to do this. And then years later, or however long later, again, his timing, it comes back up to where he's like, okay, now go and get that mobile home community. Now you've obeyed me and done whatever it is that I've called you to do. And now because I love you and I want to give you the desires of your heart, I'm going to allow you to do that thing that you want to do just simply because I'm a generous God and I love you and want you to have things that you want because I'm a good parent. You see the difference here? You see a sober approach versus an approach that is being influenced? And I'll tell you, I've done both. I've gone the correct way and I've gone off track. Off track every time has lost me time, that I will never get back and has lost me money that I will never get back. Every time that I've gone the Lord's way in his timing and his will, specifically the way that he has planned out, it has saved me time. Even in times I have to wait. When it's time to go, it saved me plenty of time. It has made me money. It has helped put my children and my family in better positions. It is indescribable what at least I've even experienced doing things God's way has done. I don't know the treasures that are in heaven awaiting for me, and I'm good. I could wait a while for that. Lord, I want to live to 100. You said long life you will satisfy us with, and I am holding on to that one. But nevertheless, there are two paths that we could take, and I hope that my example made them very clear as to which one you should be on. The fourth substance is materialism and metrics-based validation. Let me tell you something. Kingdom metrics is not the world's metrics. Kingdom currency is about eternity. It's about winning souls. It's not about income. It's not about likes and views and stats and data that you see, these vanity metrics that we see in our platforms. It's not about what kind of car we drive, the type of purses that we have, whatever. It's not about that. Success is pleasing God, period. And that's not to say that you won't have financial success, that you won't have nice things. I'm not saying that at all. It's not to say that you won't have a bunch of listeners and views or any metrics that are in your favor. It's not to say that you won't have those things either. It's to say that what you have is up to the Lord's discretion and you're okay with that. Again, there's a place for the strategy and the growth and the marketing and all of that. There's a place for the practical side of building a successful company, of course. But we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about the main thing so that we could keep the main thing when we are talking about the more practical business solutions. So we can't be intoxicated with materialism. And I know it's hard. I'm somebody who looks at million-dollar homes all the time. I have like an alert from Redfin that comes to my phone when there is a home over $800,000 in my area that becomes available. And I look at it and I'm like, man, I like this kitchen. I love this double staircase as soon as you open the door. I love this. I love that. The commute that I take to school, I go to school in D.C., and I go through a very wealthy neighborhood. I drive slow. I look around. I'm like, man, I never thought I could live in a city, but these wealthy areas of DC look kind of suburban. I say, oh, I like this. They got a yard. This is a beautiful home. It's quiet back here. It's back in the cut. I take my time. I drive around. I look. I Google the address to see how much the house is. I look at these things because these are the type of things that I want to have in my life. I know my husband and I are going to buy another home, and I want the next home that we purchase to be a home of a certain status. And I know that we'll be able to do that, but that's not my driver. I'm not intoxicated by it. I'm looking at it like, oh, that's nice, but I'm not looking at it like, okay, so how can I get this in the next year? Okay, so what do I need to do in my business so that I could be able to make sure we have this? How can I still do school? Yeah, I'm still do what the Lord called me to do, but how can I accomplish this in my business though, so that I could be able to set us up to have the down payment for this type of home? I'm not doing any of that. I'm appreciating the nice homes for what they are. I'm looking at it to see, okay, how much this is going to probably cost us. Okay, cool. What's the HOAs like in this area? Okay. But it's not driving my behavior in any type of way. I'm still focused and locked in on what the Lord has me doing in this season. So there's a difference. And in some seasons, you could look at things and other seasons, you may have to cut it off. So if I was struggling with materialism, the last thing I need to be doing is looking at million-dollar homes. The last thing I need to be doing is scrolling luxury websites with all the bags and stuff that I like. There's these cute pair of YSL flats that I got my eye on. They're not too much. They're maybe like $1,000. I'm not buying those right now because I have a kid in private school, another one that's going to start private school next year, and I have tuition. And another kid that's going to be in daycare next year. This life expensive over here. But if I was struggling with materialism, that may have me dissatisfied with what the Lord has done in my life because I'm unable to go and do the things that allow me to flex. You get what I'm saying? And in today's world, especially with social media, it's real easy to get sucked into this materialism and metrics-based validation. But we have to resist it. We have to be sober and vigilant, as the word says. I'm going to skip over the next two and go straight to the last one because we've touched on them in discussing the previous substance. The last substance, and this one gets a lot of us, is over-independence. That I will do it myself mentality versus being 100% dependent on the Lord, it gotta go. Remember, we talked about keeping our intellect and our own education and our competencies subject to His instruction. That's the process. He determines the who, what, when, why, and how. And once He says, move forward, then comes all of our capabilities to be applied to His direction. That's the order. It's difficult because we're very much so, I got this. I could do it myself. Okay, thanks, Lord. I got it from here. No. We have to keep that tamed so that we can stay focused. Because if we go into our over-independence, that's when the enemy will come in and tempt us right out of position. And go back to the Internal Harmony series, because a lot of what we discussed there contributes to why we are so hyper-independent. So those are the substances. Let's go back and recap. We talked about success culture and performance pressure. That's one. Digital noise and comparison was two. Mixed mentorship was three. Materialism and metrics-based validation was four. And then five was over-independence. So those are five substances that I want us to focus on healing from so that we can be of sober mind, so that we could be focused on the Lord, so that we can be vigilant in what He's called us to do, because this is the posture that we apply to whatever the instructions are. So you may be saying, okay, Tatum, I hear you. I hear you. I've wrote some of these things down. These are some of my substances of choice. You know, people say their drink of choice. These are my substances of choice. How do I break free once and for all? Because we can't just talk about the what. We can't just talk about the why. We have to talk about the how. Because that is what we're going to take into the business discussions. And my answer to that is what I'm going to call a clarity cleanse. And we'll say this is a month of just detoxing, addressing all of the things that we discussed throughout this episode and intentionally focusing on detoxing from them. And so I put together something for you. The link is in the show notes. It's free. And it is essentially a guide for what I want you to do for the next month. And this is perfect timing. I'm recording this on October 31st. It's going to come out tonight once I finish this plan for you so I could post the episode with the link. It's going to come out tonight. We start a new month tomorrow. And I want you to take this very seriously because this is the foundation that is going to guide you in truly being able to build a business with Him. We're not building it for Him. We're building it with Him. And we're going to have to be sober to be able to do that. And so, again, this detox plan is going to be in the show notes where I'm going to tell you what to focus on every week. I'm going to give you some scriptures. I'm going to give you some things to do, some actions. I'm going to give you some prayer points. And I want you to take this seriously because I'm going to also keep it open enough to where I want you to take it to the Lord so that He could show you things that are specific to you in your life. And then what I want you to do is I want you to join me in the society. For those of you who are new here, the society is our membership organization, our nonprofit that supports this podcast where we help Christian women grow in life, faith, and business. Join me in the society. We have some amazing things going on in there already with our Bible studies and things of that nature. But I want you to join me there and keep me updated throughout the month. Tell me what you're struggling with. Tell me revelations you had. Tell me how I could pray with you, how I could pray for you. Myself and the other hosts will be in there responding to you. The other ladies in the society will be in there praying with you. We have prayer calls every week. We have Bible studies throughout the month. We have devotionals that go out every single day. There are a lot of amazing women in there. And we're always looking for new ways to serve our community. So I want you to take this seriously. Join me in the society so we could keep in touch as you're going through it this month. And I'm excited about how the Lord is going to free you, what He's going to do, and how we'll continue to grow together, whether it's in a society or if it's just on this podcast. So click the link in the show notes to get access to your Clarity Cleanse. And I think we could go ahead and end things here. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next one.